USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. House Democrats prepare for a vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump tomorrow, the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is calling for testimony to be heard from current and former White House officials when it reaches a Senate trial. However, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, indicated on the Senate floor a short time ago that's not going to happen.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Southwest Airlines now canceling hundreds more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline says 300 flights a day are being canceled. Through April, the 737 MAX still grounded since two deadly crashes overseas within months of each other. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A day after such a law took effect in New York State, New Jersey lawmakers are sending the governor a bill that would allow illegal immigrants there to get driver's licenses. The Democratic governor, Phil Murphy, has said he supports the measure that lawmakers approved yesterday. Despite the divisive impeachment proceedings on Capitol Hill, Wall Street doesn't seem to be terribly concerned with more new records set yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The Nasdaq up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year.
New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees now holds the NFL record for most touchdown passes in a career. He's got two more than former record holder Peyton Manning. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Congress is giving federal agencies millions to study gun violence. The Hill reports the House and Senate reached a deal this week, Congress allocating $25 million to the CDC and National Institutes of Health to research ways to prevent gun violence. It's reportedly the first time in two decades Congress has voted to fund such gun violence research. Goldman Sachs says it's going to devote a lot more money and time to projects that fight climate change and help financially disadvantaged people. The investment banking giant announcing yesterday that it's going to target a staggering $750 billion to those efforts over the next 10 years. And along with those steps, Goldman says it's also going to adopt a formal ban on financing some drilling and coal mining ventures as well. Guess what turns 30 today? The Simpsons, turning 30 years old today after more than 670 episodes on Fox and 34 Emmys. The most famous family from Springfield actually got their start in 1987 as short films during the Tracy Ullman show, but they got their own show on Fox on December 17, 1989. The Simpsons has been renewed through its 32nd season next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.